Perek Yud Beis. We're continuing the story of the creation of Adam Rishon, and following what happened with that. Okay. So it says, Chibei Yisera Chibei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAdam Rishon. Chibei Yisera, extra dearness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherished Adam Rishon. Why? Shibaroyo mi makim tohar v'kadosh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon from the pure and holy place. Umeiza makim lekachay. From which place did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create him? Where did he take Adam Rishon from? Mimikayim Beis HaMikdash. From the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. That's what it says in Medrash.
Rashi brings from the
dirt of the Mizbeach.
The dirt of the
Mizbeach, he brings. So first of all, we sort of talked about this in the previous parak, in Parak Yud Aleph. Over there it says that Adam Rishon was created from Arba Pinos Olam. Ki Beitzas Afar Shel Adam Rishon Me Arba Pinos Olam, from the four corners of the world. That's what it says in Parak Yud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Mesachas Sanhedrin, Lamed Ches, it says that Amrav Ishia, Mishmei Derav, Adam Rishon, Gufoi Mibavel, Vereishai Meretz Yisrael, Ve'evarav Mishar Aratzis. Adam Rishon, his body was created from Bavel, let's say his torso was created in Bavel, or came from Bavel, his head came from Eretz Yisrael, and the rest of his limbs came from all other lands. So there the Gemara is saying that there's different parts of Adam were created in different places. Here we're saying Adam came from the Makom HaMikdash. Like what you said, Rashi and Chumash says, from the dirt, from the Mizbeach. And previously we said also he comes from four corners of the world. So how do we understand all these things together? So Rabbi Liomi Izmir over here in his Pirish V'loy Oid Ella on Perkei Rabbi Eliezer, he asks this, and he says very simply that we're all talking about the same thing. The Gemara says that the head of Adam Rishon was created in Eretz Yisrael. And here we're saying that Adam Rishon was from the Makom HaMikdash. What does that mean? It means that the main part of a person is his head. So if his head is from Eretz Yisrael, you could say that he's from Eretz Yisrael. So there's no steer between our Medrash over here and the Gemara over there. The Gemara is saying that his head is from Eretz Yisrael, and here we're saying he's from Makom HaMikdash. Because we're saying, where in Eretz Yisrael is he from? Makom HaMikdash. And we're just talking about his head. We're just talking about his head. We're calling that him, because that's the main part of him. The rest of the Gemara over there, that says the rest of him came from different places in the world, works very well with the Pirkei Avos that we said in the previous parak. That Adam Rishon was created from four corners of the world. But that's talking about the rest of him. That's not talking about necessarily his head. What? So it's not such a steer over here. We spoke about this before in Parak Yud Aleph from the Radal. Another point over here is something that I didn't see anyone else speak about, but L'chaira, there seems to be some sort of contradiction over here between Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, open mission in Maseches Avos. Maseches Avos in Parak Gimel, when it's talking about different things that Rabbi Akiva said, it says, Hu haya omer? Akiva used to say, Chaviv Adam is a famous Mishnah. Chaviv Adam Shenivra V'Tzelem. A man is dear to Hashem because he was created in the shadow of Hashem, the Tzelem Aleikim. Chiba Yisera Neidas Lai Shenivra V'Tzelem. It's a Chiba Yisera, it's a special cherishness, a special dearness. A person should be known to a person that he was created with a Tzelem. Shenemar, Ki V'Tzelem Aleikim Oso Es HaAdam. Pashas Adam in this context means man in general, but could be it means Adam Rishon. In which case, the Chibur Yisera of the creation of Adam Rishon is the fact that he was created in the Tzelem Aleikim. Over here in the Medrash is saying the Chibur Yisera is the fact that he was created from the Makom HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's a steer or not. I didn't see anyone comparing this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer to that mission in Avos. But they both use the term Chibur Yisera, and they're both talking about the creation of man. They're saying two different things. I'm not sure.
Why over there it's in general, and over here it's La Adam HaRishon, because Adam HaRishon was created.
You're saying that's in general, and here it's Adam HaRishon.
Yeah, it could be. In general, was made.
I forgot to mention, how do we know that Adam HaRishon was created from Makom HaMikdash? So the Bais HaGadol, the Pirush Yev in the bottom, he says that because it says in the Pasuk, Vayitzar Elokim Etz HaAdam Ofer Min HaAdama, from the Adama, from the ground. What's the hey, how you do? The ground. So that's where the ground of a special place. So that's where Chazal were telling us that it's coming from the Makom HaMikdash. Right. V'ichnisay la'apadnay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Adam HaRishon into his palace. Into a palace. Shinemar, like it says in the Pasuk, V'yikach Hashem Elokim Etz HaAdam. Hashem the God took the man, took Adam. V'yinechir v'Gan Eden. And he placed him in Gan Eden. L'avdach u'sham rach. To work it and to watch it. We're going to explain what that means in a moment. But so Chazal are telling the way the Radal speaks it out. Chazal are telling us over here that don't think that Gan Eden was just one big garden and Adam HaRishon was just hanging out in the garden. No, besides the garden, there were, let's say, tents or some sort of housing places where Adam HaRishon lived. There was like a palace in Gan Eden. He didn't live some in the middle of the garden like a hippie. He was in an actual palace in the garden. That's what the Radal says. It doesn't say that in the Pesukim. All it says in the Pesukim is Vaita Hashem Elikim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. Hashem the God planted a garden in Eden from Mikedem. Either that means from the west, from the east, or like we said before, that it means that Gan Eden is from before Bris Olam. But all we see is that Hashem planted a garden. We don't see anything about a palace. So Radal says that this lashon of Vayita, which literally means planting, is also used in Tanakh to refer to the pitching of a tent. He brings a pasuk in Daniel, it says Vayita Ohalei Apadnoi, or there's a Gemara in Maseches Sota that says that when it says by Avram Avinu Vayita Eishel Bever Shava, so Vayita literally means he planted a tree in Be'er Sheva. But Chazal tells us that the Eishel was really a hotel. Right, Eishel is Rishi Teva Sachilu Shasi Alina, right? So the Gemara tells us that Vayita Eishel means he made a hotel. So it says Lashon planted. Why does it say planted? So you see that you could call making a building or a construction, you can call that planting for some reason. So even though it doesn't say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu built a palace in Gan Eden, the Radal all it says is Hashem planted a garden there. That Chazal understood that there was some sort of palace for Adam HaRishon. Right. So it says in the pasuk that Hashem is vayinichehu v'gan Eden, Hashem placed him in Gan Eden, loved u'lasham rach, to work it and to guard it. So what does that mean, to work it and to guard it? Work what? Work guard what? Ma ha'avodah haya b'sei chagan. What work was there to do inside the garden? Sh'ama lavdah u'lasham rach, that the pasuk says about it, that Adam HaRishon was there to work it and to guard it. Maybe you'll say, oh yeah, there was work to do in the Garden of Eden. She is Mala Kromim, so he would have to trim the vineyards, or to plow, or to move around the ground, or la amer, or to put things in bundles, or to harvest them. Rather, the Radal points out that usually you harvest before you put it in bundles. This is Rabbeinu Bechaya when he brings this Pirkei Avot, it switches it, has a different gersa. Liktzor oy la'amer, to either to harvest or to put it in bundles. But like how we want to say, you want to say that Adam HaRishon had to do all this work in Gan Eden to trim the vineyards or to plow or whatever, to harvest. Everything was being done, all the trees were growing on their own. So why would Adam HaRishon have to be dealing with any of this stuff? Now, the Radal asks a question. He says, if we're talking about harvesting and putting things in bundles, so the fact that it grows on its own, why is that a kasha? Yeah, it grew on its own, and now you have to take care of the rest of it. So see, he suggests changing the girsa from la'amar elixir to other things that don't have to do with the fruits of the produce of what grew, but rather with maintaining the trees or maintaining whatever vegetation was growing. But Other than that, he doesn't understand why he can't just say, ah, El Chanam, it grew on its own, but Adam Rishon would be responsible for harvesting it. Or Shama Taimar, the manager says, maybe he'll say, Yesh melacha beGan Eden, Lahashke says Agan. Of course there's melacha, there's work for him to do in Gan Eden, to water the garden. V'aloi nar, Meshach v'yaitim Eden. No, is there not a river that draws and flows on its own from Eden? Shinama, it says in the Pasuk, V'nar yaitim Eden, Lahashke says Agan, it says in the Pasuk, to irrigate the Gan. To irrigate the garden, so Adam Rishon doesn't have to take care of that. So why does it? So what? Mahu la'av de l'shama. So what does it mean that Adam Rishon was placed in Gan Eden to work it and to guard it? There's no work. There's no work that has to be done l'chaya. So what does it mean? Says the Medrash. What does it mean? Ela la'asik v'divrei soira. Rather, what it means to work means to toil in divrei toira. V'lishmar as derech eitz hachayim, and to guard it means to guard the path of the tree of life. V'ein eitz hachayim ala Torah, and the term the tree of life only refers to Torah. Shenamar says in the pasuk in Mishlei, eitz chayim hi l'machaz ekipot. It's talking about the Torah, that the Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. So the Medrash is saying that when it says that Adam Rishon was put into Gan Eden la'avda ulushama, it doesn't mean it's not talking about the physical garden. Rather, it's talking about the Torah la'avda, to work at learning Torah, and l'shama, to guard the Torah, to keep the Torah. That's what Adam Rishon was put in Gan Eden for. So also,
what?
Gan is Lashon Zachar, right?
Yeah, so
Pashtos.
Gives us a hint beforehand. Says Vayikach Hashem et Adam ve'enechenu beGan Eden ve'avodo v'shamro.
Right. You're saying the pasuk itself sounds like this, because the pasuk is talking about Gan, and if we were talking about the actual Gan, it should say la'avdoi l'shamroi. But it doesn't say of doy l'shamrei, to watch it in the male form. It says la'da l'shamra. So it sounds like we're talking about something that should be in lashon nekeva. What's lashon nekeva? Torah is lashon nekeva. Derech is also derech etzachaim. The word derech is also lashon nekeva.
The other hand, it's such an obvious clue. But if it's written this way, so maybe God is, could be also lashon nekeva. We see now.
It could be. It could be. It's an exception.
Derech.
That's actually gonna come up later today, but you're right. Derech is an exception also. It's a lashon. It's lashon nekeva.
It switches. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Examples of Zahar. Okay. It would definitely fit into the pasuk more. Yeah. If La'avda is going on Torah and L'shamra is going on Derech Eitz Hachaim,
which is Torah, which is Torah anyway, so. No?
Yeah.
So it's all.
It's all, yeah. The Targum Yonasan also in Parshas Bereishis says the same thing. When it says La'avda L'shamra, it says, Lemehavi Polach Be'araisa, to work in the Torah, Ulaminter Pikdaha, and to guard its Pikudim, its commandments. And also Chazal in Sifri and Parashas Ekev say, bring this pasuk of La'avda L'shama. La'avda is Talmud Torah, L'shama Eila HaMitzvahs. So we see Chazal in a few other places also tell us that that's the meaning of La'avda L'shama. The Radal brings that there's a Zayar in a few places, and Zayar Parashas Bereishis and Tikkuni Zayar dashes the pasuk a little bit differently. La'avda U'l'shamra. La'avda b'mitzvahs esay, u'l'shamra b'mitzvahs leis esay. Like we always say that, the Gemara says that shomer pen is a leis esay. When the Torah tells you, guard yourself so that you won't do this, that's another way of saying don't do it. Right, so shmir is always allowed. Like zohar and shomer and Shabbos, zohar is the positive commandments of Shabbos, and shomer are the negative commandments of Shabbos. So the Zohar understood that la'avda is the positive ideas, work, go do mitzvahs essays, and l'shama is guard yourself from doing mitzvahs leis essays. Mr. Radal says, how come none of the other chazals explain it this way? We don't say La'avdil Hashem is talking about mitzvahs, essay and loisah. We say it's talking about Torah and mitzvahs. Why not essays and loisahs? So the Radha says, because Pashtas, there were no mitzvahs essays. All the mitzvahs that Adam Rishon himself got were all mitzvahs loisahs. Right? Don't curse Hashem, don't steal, don't kill, don't commit adultery, these type of things. We don't find that Adam Rishon had a mitzvahs essay. Ah, you'll ask me, Puruvu. So Pashtas, when in Pashtas Bereishis, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam and Chava, Puruvu, Milu Asaretz, so Pashtas, that wasn't a commandment, that was a bracha. He gave Adam Rishon a special bracha that you'll be fruitful and multiply. But that wasn't a commandment. The commandment of Puruvu was said to Noach. So there were no positive commandments in the time of Adam Rishon, Pashtas. So that's why we only say, of the...
Doesn't it that we found the mitzvah of Adam Rishon was Pashtas?
Yeah.
If you follow that line, what you're saying now is that he was Pater of this mitzvah. Just give, you receive the bracha, you don't just pass the bracha.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's a...
It was a bracha, but it wasn't like a level of a commandment. And the Mufarshim speak out, there's a pasuk that says Lishmar as Derech Eitz HaChayim, to guard the Derech Eitz HaChayim. But that pasuk is talking about after Adam Rishon was kicked out of Gan Eden, so Kodesh Baruch Hu put the Kruvim, the Cherubim, and the Lahat HaCherev HaMisapeches, the blade, the twirling blade that was moving. So Hashem put that there to guard the Derech Eitz HaChayim. So Chazal. So the Mufarshim speak out that we're not darshaning that pasuk, because that pasuk has no shaykhus to what we're talking about. That's like way after the story of the Beit of Adam Rishon, and it's talking about Hashem guarding. So when we say Lishma and Starech Yitzchak, we're just using the same lashon of the pasuk. We're not actually referring to that pasuk. Okay. One more point over here. What does it mean that Adam Rishon was being mekayim the Torah and learning, and when in the world does that mean, any of this stuff? There's a Gemara that says the Gemara is already sort of the answer. But the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be mekabel Torah, so the Malachi Ashari said, why are you giving it to man? Why are you giving the Torah to a person? Give it to us. Well, Malachim, we should get the Torah. Why are you giving it to them? So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, answer them back. So Moshe Rabbeinu said back to him, wait a minute. It says in the Torah, Kaved es avicha v'esimecha. Do you have a father? No, you don't have a father. You're an angel. What does a father have to do with you? So how can you be mekayim the Torah? The Torah says, honor your father. You don't have a father. So what do you want? So what did the Malachim want? So Rabbi Leo Mizmir over here says that a lot of other mefarshim also say this, that the Malachim, what they wanted over there was they wanted to be mekayim the Torah, not pasha pshat. They just want to be mekayim the soid of the Torah without getting the pasha pshat. So also when we're talking about Adam Rishon learning Torah and being mekayim the Torah, you know, how could Adam Rishon be mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av v'em? He didn't have a father, so what does it mean he's being mekayim the Torah? And other things that say he wasn't stealing from who? There was no one else. So what does it mean that he was learning Torah and he was keeping the Torah? So it means that he was being mekayim on that level that the Malachim wanted to be mekayim on that, just the side part.
Well, like I said before, like he was during the love he was not supposed to do.
Yeah, fine, but even by this early stage,
at different levels, it would be like a three. What's it called?
But he, I'm saying, like, how did he not steal? He owned everything. How did he not kill? He was the only one alive at this point.
So he wasn't chayav in Adam Chaveva.
So then what did he have? Don't curse Hashem. That was the only thing that he had, I guess.
There's the other
one. Every min chay. Every min is eating animals.
Whatever.
No, I don't know. But V'hoya metayil began Eden. This is very interesting. V'hoya metayil began Eden ke'achar mi'malachi asharis. Adam Rishon would stroll around Gan Eden as if he was one of the ministering angels, one of the malachi asharis. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani yochid ba'ilami v'zeh yochid ba'ilamai. I am unique individual in my world, and this creature, this man, is also unique in his world. Ani ein b'riya u'ravi alafanai. In regard to me, Hashem, there's no such thing as of being fruitful and multiplying. There's no offspring, there's no continuation. Hashem is Hashem, and that's the way it is. V'zeh ein p'riya u'ravi alafanai. And this creature, this man, also, there's no offspring, and there's no creation being fruitful and multiplying by him. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't like this situation. It'll come to a time that in the future people will say, the creations will say, since it doesn't, there's no being fruitful or multiplying, there's no offspring, man doesn't have offspring, then the creations of the world are going to think that this man, he's the one that created all of the creation. Just because Hashem doesn't give offspring, and this guy doesn't have offspring, so he must be Hashem. So he's the one who created us. So because of that, Hashem said, "Loi tayv hayayis ha'adam levadai." It's not good for man to be alone. "E'es alay ezer kenegdai." I shall make for him a helper with him. And the way the Radal explains it, it says, doesn't say "Loi tayv." It doesn't say it's not good for man to be alone. No, that's not what it says. It says loytev. It's not good in general for the whole world that a man should be alone, because then the creations will think that he's the creator. So Hashem said that I'm going to create a counterpart for man, and then the creations will realize that no, a man is not the one who created the world. Hashem is the one that created the world. Yeah. So. This is a very difficult idea, what it's saying over here. It's saying that really Hashem made it that man wasn't going to have offspring. But then because Hashem realized that, wait, people are going to, the animals are going to, all the creations are going to think that Adam was the one that created the world, so because he doesn't have offspring and the creator doesn't have offspring, so therefore we're going to have it that man could have offspring, and then the creations won't think that Adam created the world. So that's not so difficult. The Mufarshim said that before the Chet of Adam Rishon, all the animals had a higher degree of intellect, and they were able to understand and speak and that kind of thing. That's not what's bothering. But what's really bothering Mufarshim, especially Rabbi Leomi Izmir, is, let's say like this. He asks two questions of it. The first question is like this. Chazal tell us, Bereishis bara likim eis ha-shamayim eis ha-aretz. Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis. Why did Hashem create the world? Because of Klal Yisrael, who are called Reishis. They're the first. Now, it sounds like from the Menash over here that originally man wasn't supposed to have offspring. So then there wouldn't have been a Klal Yisrael. So you say that Hashem created the world because of Klal Yisrael, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis. The original plan was that Bnei Yisrael would never even exist. How can you say that the world was created because of them?
Something difficult about this kind of thought, because if you think that Hashem made something and then he thought, like, second thought, it is not so good, it's not Hashem thinking,
right?
So it's a human thinking, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll try to,
Hashem doesn't, Hashem doesn't change his mind,
yeah.
Hashem already knows what's going to be in.
Exactly.
So whatever he does is all part of a plan.
It's not literal here.
Right.
Hashem created something and then we think
right.
How to do it.
Point. It's not right. Definitely not. But the question is, so how are we supposed to understand it exactly?
Yeah.
The other question Rabbi Leomi Izmir asks is based on what we said in the previous parak, in Parakid Aleph. It says that when Adam Rishon, I don't know if you remember, but it says when Adam Rishon was first created, Kishamayla Raglov, Ro'o Oisai Habriyas. All the creation saw him, and they were scared of him. Why? Because they thought that Adam Rishon was the one who created them. All the creations, they came and they said, "Okay, we're all going to get together. And we're going to bow down to Adam Rishon." And they come to Adam Rishon, and Adam Rishon says to them, "You came down to bow down to me? No. I'm not the creator. Hashem is the creator. We should, me and all of you, will get together and we're going to all bow down to Hashem. That's what Adam Rishon said.
So there's some element in Adam Rishon itself. For us, it's obvious, but it, you know, like you said, like in the beginning, like the, you know, the plants could talk and stuff.
Right.
So there's some element in Adam Rishon that it made him like special in front of the others. Maybe because he was unique. Like
it says, because Yochid Melamai ain't Pi Raviyah.
They have like a lot of trees and plants and animals and stuff, but not Adam. Adam would have only one. It's maybe the special thing about Adam. Maybe.
Oh, so, but in that...
What's the Avamina? What I'm thinking, this one created...
No, but the question, his question is like this. In the previous parashah, said that they thought that Adam Rishon created them, and then we're going to go bow down to him, and Adam Rishon says, no, we should all go together and bow down to Hashem. So you see, the other Rishon already clarified it. That I'm not the one that created you, Hashem created you. So now we're saying that since they're going to think that other Rishon was the creator, so Hashem made it, the other Rishon would have offspring. But other Rishon already clarified that misconception. He said, no, I'm not the creator.
Yeah, but
if you're
not
maybe means...
So you're saying good.
So
Bilyomi Isra says two answers. The first answer he says is like this. The first answer he says is that it could be that what the Medrash means over here is not that they would that the creatures would literally think that Adam Rishon was the creator and they would worship him as the creator, because they know he wasn't the creator, because he was the one that said to them, I'm not the creator, we should all go to the creator. But that rather they would think that since Adam Rishon is so special in the world and in some ways resembles the creator, resembles Hashem, because Ein Pri Raviyah and his Yachid Ba'ilam or whatever, so they would think that Hashem would want it that we should worship Adam Rishon as sort of an intermediary. Instead of worshiping Hashem, we should worship him, because he's like God's emissary to the world. He's similar to God, and so we should look up to Adam Rishon and worship him. And to that, Hashem didn't want that to happen. So basically, the original plan was that really Hashem was gonna have man have offspring or whatever.
That's what happened when we studied the Hebrew Kodesh kind of thing. That people exactly like this, they started to worship.
Yeah.
And the son whatever.
Right, and then from that it degenerated.
That's what happened. That generation.
But the point is that really Adam Rishon, Hashem was going to make it that Adam Rishon from the beginning was going to have offspring, because you know Bishul Yisrael Shnikri Reishis, and the world was all created for Kal Yisrael and the Torah and all these things. So of course Hashem was going to make it that Adam Rishon would have offspring, but Hashem was sort of going to delay it, that he didn't want to create Chava right away. Hashem didn't want to create Chava right away because Hashem knew that Chava is going to bring about sort of the downfall of man. Even though she's going to be the one through which she's going to be fruitful and multiply, but she's also going to bring the downfall. And he didn't want the Adam Rishon would necessarily have his downfall so quickly. He wanted him to enjoy Gan Eden for a little bit first, right? We said that Adam Rishon was chayte like over 10 hours after the beginning of the day, like mamish within a few hours. So Hashem realized that Hashem didn't want to create Chava right away. Give Adam Rishon a chance to live in Gan Eden and enjoy it. But because of this, the people are going to start, I mean creations are going to start thinking that Adam Rishon was the one who created the world, that he should be worshipped. So Hashem had to like very quickly make it that no, there's not one man, but there's going to be two men, or two people. That's one answer that Rabbi Leomi Izmir says. The second answer, like what Rabbi Pomeranz said, and the Radal also says this, that, yeah, Echanami, originally Adam Rishon clarified it with the creations and said, no, I'm not the creator. This, you know, Hashem is the creator. But after time, as time would go on, there's a chashash that maybe the creations are going to sort of forget. Or as the generations progress, you know, they're going to come up with their own ideas and decide, no, really, Adam Rishon was the man, was the creator of the universe. So because people might forget what originally happened, so Hashem hastened bringing the creation of Chava so that Adam Rishon won't become some sort of a Avodah Zarah.
So it's an interesting way. So the essence of the human being, like to forget and to be not to be thankful for for the things that he should be thankful for.
No, because it's because I think one of the points is because people only think about things that they see. So it's very.
There's also like a period, like a period of time. After that, I think why we
right.
Our kids Manishtana every single year. Why we have like old festivals again and again and again.
Right.
Baruch Hashem, do we have. So you have a mitzvah to teach Torah to our kids. Why? Why not? We already know Hashem's there. It's okay. No, it's not okay.
Right. Because if you don't see something, if it's not in front of you, then you don't think about it as much, and then you tend to forget it. So even if you know that Hashem is the one that gives everything and whatever, but then you don't see Hashem. So it looks like it's really the boss that's giving you your money. You think that it's your boss that's giving you the money, but really it's coming from Hashem. But you don't deal with Hashem on a regular basis. He's not the one who hands you the check. The boss hands you the check, so you think it's coming from the boss, but it's not coming from the boss. Or whatever, yeah. Well, horn, right? Horn? Okay, let's go weiter. We're talking about when Hashem said, SLA Ezer Kenegda. I'm going to make an Ezer Kenegda. We're going to speak later on about the creation of Chava. But first, there's another interesting point. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Al tikri." Here we're going to speak about right. Al tikri kenegdei ela lenagdei. Im zocha tiel le'ezer im lav lenagdei li'lochim. It says Hashem is going to create a woman to be an ezer kenegdei, a helper kenegdei. Kenegdei, let's say, literally can mean against him, but or corresponding to him, to supplement him, to complement him, to make them to work together. But Rabbi Yehuda says another drasha. Don't read it as kenegdai, rather read it as lenagdai. Lenagdai means to whip in Aramaic. Rav menagid manda kadesh uvi, whatever menagid is to whip. So don't read it that Hashem is creating woman to be an ezer kenegdai, to be a helper. Corresponding to him, rather a helper to whip him. What does that mean? Im zocha, if he's zeicha, so then tia like ezer, she's going to be a helper. Im lav lenagda, if he's not zeicha, then she's going to whip him. Lehilachim, to fight with him, to war with. They're going to argue with each other. So it's a big yisayin in Shalom Bayis. The sefer Chachmas Manayach and Maseches Yevamos. When the Gemara Nivamas brings down this Ma'amar Chazal, so it says, you have to be medayik in the way it says it. Im zocha, if you're zoicha, you have extra zchus, so then the wife is going to be an ezer, she's going to help you out. But if you don't have the extra zchus, by default, she's lenagda, she's going to come to whip you. It doesn't say that if you do bad things, then Hashem's going to make it that your wife doesn't help you, she's going to be against you. It doesn't say that. It says, if you have a special zchus, then she's going to help you. If you don't have a special schus, then the default is that she's going to be lenagda.
That's very good, because I've heard Chazanish had a very bad life. She wasn't a very good life. He was Chazanish. He must have treated her soon.
I don't know. The Gemara says...
So, it's not... You do good... You're a good person.
More than that, he was... No? I think she was kind of... she was not mental, disturbed or something. Mentally deranged,
what I say. The Gemara has a story over there with Rav and Rav Chia that his wife was bothering him, and he's thinking, he said, still you have to bring her a present because you have to have a karsa tell you. And
if I'm not mistaken, after the point that someone asked him, people kept asking him, what year is the combination? Just like, send her away. She keeps embarrassing you in front of people and stuff. And say, look, Hashem gave me her. It's for a reason. I have to keep her. It's for her.
Yeah. When the land found out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan was that man will be able to be fruitful and multiply, the ground started shaking and making noise. It was complaining. Amar lefnei bara, the ground said to its creator, Ribbon kol ha'olamim, master of the universes, I don't have the power, the wherewithal to sustain Tzoynei Shel Adam. Pashtus, that means flocks of men, flocks of people. I don't.
Of people or flocks?
Pashtus, it means flocks of people, like multitudes of people.
Ah, or flocks.
The other way of reading it means the sheep of people. The other way of reading it means the sheep of people. Like, once you're going to have so many people, then you're going to need so much sheep because people need to have good food, and there's going to be so much sheep in the world that I'm not going to be able to give sustenance to all these sheep. Right. You can read it both ways. The Radal says, a ribui min ha'adam means multitudes of people. The Marzu says, the Marzu says that Tzoynei Shel Adam Shemacholam Esav Asada, that they eat the grass in the field, and Kol Shekin Bnei Adam themselves, that need to have good, lots of good food. So he understood that it's talking about literally, fox of. The Marzu says it's Lavdak. It just means all the whole population of the world is going to have to be sustained on things that grow from the ground. So the ground is complaining to Hashem, you know, I'm not going to be able to sustain all these things, all these creations. So Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied to the ground, especially also the Radal points out that the problem was especially with people, because Hashem gave a koyach to people, to men, to have a control over the ground. And man could build and dig and plant and do all kinds of stuff and show their own dominance over the ground. So they could play around with it. The ground is saying, like, you know, I don't want people playing around with the ground all over, and then I won't be able to give them what they need. Mashenkin, if we're talking about just the animals, so the animals are more passive. Like, whatever grows, they'll take it and they eat it and go. But the animals generally don't go and dig things and plow things and make a whole ruckus in the topography. Okay. The point is that the ground is complaining to Hashem that, you know, if we have so many people and so many animals, I'm not going to be able to sustain them all. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to the ground, Ani v'at nozun tzoynei shel adam. You and I are going to sustain either the flocks of men or the sheep of men. V'chatzu shneim, and we're going to split it. Halayla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the night is going to be to Hashem, v'hayayim la'aretz, and the day is going to be for the ground. I'm going to explain it in a moment. But the point is that Hashem is saying to the ground, look, You have all these things to sustain, all these creations to sustain. Look, we'll make a deal. You're only responsible for the day. I'm going to be responsible for the night. The night, the land has a break. The night, we say, Hashem is giving the way the Radal explains it. Hashem is giving the Eretz a break. That during the night, the Eretz will be able to replenish itself and grow more things, so that creations can come and eat from it during the day. Just similar to what we said in Perikid Aleph, that the behemoth Baharei Aleph used to eat these 1,000 mountains or whatever during the day, and then at night they would grow back, and then the next day they would go and eat it again. It's a similar idea, that all these the animals and creations would go and eat from the land during the day, and then at night Hashem is giving it a break so that they would grow back, and then they can come for the next day. But the point is, so where are they getting their sustenance at night from? If people and animals are only eating from the ground during the day, so where are they eating from during the night? Me'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do? Bora Shnas Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something called sleep of life. V'adam Sheichev V'yashayim, a man will lie down and sleep. And that's his sustenance. And his healing. And that gives him his life. And that gives him his rest. I slept, then everything was settled for me. When man, Hashem created a new idea that didn't exist before in creation, called sleep. That during the night, animals and or people will sleep. And the sleep gives them their sustenance. Instead of eating during the night, you sleep during the night. And the Radal points out that the teva of a person is that when you're sleeping, you don't feel hungry. Right? In general, you when a person is awake, if you're awake for 12 hours, usually you're going to eat once or twice, maybe three times. Right? Mashenken, at night, you could be sleeping for 12 hours, And you don't go, ah, oh, you know, I'm so hungry in the middle of your sleep. Generally, the person doesn't wake up and say, you know, ah, it's been 6 hours since I ate. I have to go take a snack. No, you're sleeping. You're sleeping. You don't get hungry in the middle of your sleeping. What? Yeah, I don't know your brother-in-law. That's right. Well, he sleepwalks. Sleep eats. Okay, but in general, a person is in when he's sleeping, he doesn't need to eat. And we said that sleep is a refuah of a person. It heals a person.
Something actually very, very interesting. It happens to everyone, I think. When you get up, you don't feel like putting anything to your stomach. It's just like somewhat glue inside or whatever. Don't feel like that? I heard someone explain that it's in the purpose, like, someone like to get up like and slowly, you know, get him on his two feet and go to shul and come back. And you don't feel like, why, you know, soul of the world have to feel that. I know
some people are like that and some people aren't like that. I happen to be like that also. But other people, like, when they wake up in the morning, the first thing they have to like eat before they can do anything, or they have to drink their coffee or whatever. But
it's more in the head.
It is, you're right, it is more in the head, but yeah. That people train themselves to do that.
The body, it's not made for it. Like, it takes time. It's not, yeah.
But there's what's it called? There's a rush in Shita Mekubetzes, Maseches Erechin. The rush says that a person weighs more in the morning before he eats than he does after he eats. Because when you're hungry, there's like a fire burning inside your stomach, and that weighs a person down. Interesting idea. Akapanim, we said that sleeping is a refuah for a person. It heals a person. You can mamash see it, like when a person has a wound, you get a cut in the beginning of the day. 12 hours later, before you go to sleep, it's still exactly the same way. When you go to sleep, 12 hours later you wake up, it closes up much more when you're sleeping than when you're awake. The Radal also points this out. We know also the Midrashim tell us that when a person goes to sleep, so his neshama leaves him and goes back to Shemayim, right? The Gemara says in Brachos that sleep is 1/60th of death, because a person's neshama leaves him, goes back to Shemayim, and gets rejuvenated and gets new koiches. Chadoshim la bikorim rabo emun asecha. The pasuk in the Eicha, the Chazal darshan about Chadoshim la bikorim, it's a new day, la bikorim, a new morning. Rabba and Munasachad, and that's what we say Moida'ani in the morning, and that's what we say Machazin and Shamas of Garim Meusim. So these are different healing properties of sleep. So that was the deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, the land, during the day, you give them sustenance, and at night, I'll take care of it. I created something called sleep. But could it
be the because of the Adama and the complaint, so Hashem gave us also like a different schedule that we have to sleep and we have to
could be.
Yeah, I was thinking that it was the Adama, the artist was like really afraid of people working all the time and holes and stuff. So I could like give me a break, but I'll give man a break. So in the melee, you're gonna have a break.
Right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Semech Es Aretz U'mashka Isa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports even during the day when sort of the land is what's responsible for giving sustenance, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu Semech Es Aretz U'mashka Isa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is what supports the land and gives the irrigation to the land. V'hineh senes perisel motayin l'chol abriyes. And then the land in turn gives off its fruits and its mazah and its sustenance to all the different creations. Then the Medrash says, sort of in parentheses, "Ava mizaynoisov shel adam beitzavin teichlana kol yameichacha." But that's talking about when animals and other creations get their sustenance, so they just get it straight from the land and they don't have to work for it. But man beitzavin teichlana, with hardships and with sadness, a person eats, because you have to work. A man is supposed to work for his food, like we're going to find out about by the curses of Adam Rishon for the of the Eitz Hadas. So man has to work on it. But in general, the land just gives away the fruits and the pears and the malzin to all the creations. Right. Now we're going to speak about the creation of Chava. When Kadosh Baruch Hu created Chava from his bone, from his rib bone, so we said that Adam Rishon, that Hashem put Adam Rishon into a very deep sleep, but Tipol Olav Tardema. Could be that we're mentioning this now because we were just talking about sleeping, so now this is like a different type of sleeping also. It says, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is creating a Chava, he chas alav, he had pity on Adam Rishon, shalei la'achivai, to not cause him pain. V'hipo alav, shenas tardema v'yashanai. Hashem put upon Adam Rishon a shenas tardema, deep sleep, and Adam Rishon was sleeping. The Radal points out that a very deep sleep takes away a person's ability to feel things. It doesn't have any... what's the word I'm looking for?
Sensations.
Hargoshes. He doesn't have any sensations. And he compares this to what we find by contemporary times. We have anesthesia. When doctors have to do surgery and cut a person open or cut off limbs or whatever, so they put him, they give him a certain gas or certain pills or certain potions or whatever to put him into very deep sleep. And when he's in that very deep sleep, he won't feel the pain. But usually, if you're in a regular sleep and someone tries cutting off your arm, you'll wake up right away. But there's a certain type of deep, deep sleep that a person could have his arm cut off and he wouldn't even feel it. The Radal points out that there's a Gemara that says a different reason. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to put Adam Rishon to sleep when he was creating Chava? So we're saying, it's saying that he won't feel the pain. He's having surgery, so Hashem didn't want him to feel pain, so he put him to sleep. The Gemara, Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Lametes, also in the Bereishis Rabbah, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam Rishon to sleep because, just imagine if he was awake, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, give me that, even if he didn't have any pain, give me that arm. And Hashem took the arm and took and built from this whole arm a beautiful lady. It's like, it's disgusting. It's like a piece of me that came out and it became something else, and he wouldn't have been attracted to her. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had him sleeping, and he wouldn't even if he knew that it came from him. But if you don't see it, it doesn't look as bad.
It comes from something that is
like I know
bad.
Some.
I
know somebody who became a vegetarian. Why? Because she used to make a lot of like chicken or whatever, and it was like disgusting to see like a raw chicken with the juices and this and that. It was like became disgusting to her, and then she couldn't eat it anymore. Even in the finished product with all, you know, with the spices and this and that, whatever, but she knew where it came from and she saw how it was made. It was like disgusting, so she didn't. It's like, it would be the same thing. Adam Rishon would have been disgusted by the way it was created, and he wouldn't have wanted to have anything to do with her, so Kadosh Baruch had it that he was sleeping when she was created. What were you going to say?
Rashi, over there, if I remember, brings Nefra, he also says, he didn't want Adam to know which part he took from him, because then he would not only be disgusted, I want to say something else, but I don't remember. Rashi says,
yeah, that's what Rashi said. Rashi says, "Vayishen vayikach shelo yirach atichas habasar shemimenu nivras." So he wouldn't see the cutting of the flesh because she was created from him. V'tizbaze olav, and she would be disgusting to him. That's basically what the Gemara says. But Pekadol is saying he did it. Hashem did it so that he won't feel pain. Okay. V'lokach etzah atzmayisav uvasa milibay Kadosh Baruch Hu took bone from the bones of Adam and flesh from the heart of Adam. V'asah ezer, and he made a helper for Adam. He made her a helper. V'hemida kenegdai, and he stood her next to him. Hikitz mishnasay, Adam Rishon woke up from his sleep. And the Radal says that in the Torah, it doesn't say anything about Adam Rishon waking up. And then he says an interesting point that maybe Adam Rishon woke up because he sort of sensed that there was like somebody like right next to him. He felt the flesh of another being, and that's what woke him up. And he saw that she was standing next to him. Immediately he hugged her and he kissed her. And the Radal says another interesting point over here, that what happened? He wakes up, he sees her, and all of a sudden he hugs her and he kisses her. What got him to do that? What made him want to do such a thing? So he says that from here we see that there's a teva, that seeing something gives a person a taiva for that thing. We find this in a lot of different places. Like, let's say in Kriyashah, we say, "Leisusurach levavchem acharei einechem." Don't turn after your eyes, because the eyes are the ones that create the taiva. Also, Chava by the Eitz Hadas, so she says that v'chisava hu le'inayim. It's a taiva for the einayim to eat from this Eitz Hadas. The Chazal tell us that the eyes see and the eyes want. The eyes are the ones that create a taiva. That's why I'm talking about this a lot. That the eyes create taivas for things. So he says that this already existed in the time when Chava was created. He saw her and immediately he went to Chibka v'nishka. Even not necessarily if it's a bad thing. Just stop. That's the mechanics. V'omar and other mission said, "Brucha at l'Hashem. You are blessed to Hashem. Atzmeich me'atzomai. Your bones are from my bones. V'loch roi likreis isha. And to you it is fitting to call isha. I'm going to call you isha. Why? Shinah, it says in the pasuk, Etzem me'atzomai, bone from my bones, uvasar me'bsari, and flesh from my flesh." The pasuk ends off and says, "Lezeis yikorei isha, to this we shall call isha, ki mi'ish lukach lezeis." Because this was taken from ish. And if I'm going to be called ish, and this was taken from me, so it's appropriate that we're going to call her isha, because the word isha is related to the word ish. As I discussed in the first chapter of my book, on Lashon HaKadosh. Asha ilavadai, nikra adam. As long, what?
Right, you brought a kasha, then it wasn't related, the isha wasn't related to ish.
Right, it could be.
Someone else said that, and it's related to some other word.
Because, yeah, no, the word isha, I wasn't going to say this, but the word isha is spelled aleph. The word isha is aleph yud shin. The word isha is aleph shin he. Right? Now, there's in the shin of isha, aleph shin hey, there's a dot in the shin.
Yeah.
So Rishonim tell us that the dot in the shin comes to tell us that there's like a letter missing. So some Rishonim, or some places, I believe the Radak says that, I believe it was the Radak, he says that the word the dot is coming to tell you that there really is supposed to be a yod. It's really supposed to be isha, aleph yod shin hey, just like ish is aleph yod shin. So there's aleph yod shin with a hey, right? But there's a word called isha. Her man, right, with a mapik hey. And if woman is going to spell aleph yud shin hey, so you're going to get confused between isha and isha. So therefore, the Torah took out the yud from the word isha and spelled it without the yud and put a dot in the shin to tell you that there's a letter missing. That's one pshat that the Radak says. So according to that, the word isha comes from the word ish. But another pshat that the Radak says that the word isha, the dot in the shin, is coming to tell you that there's a missing nun. That really the word isha sort of comes from the word anash or enosh, which is another word for man. Right? Adam sheis enosh. Enosh is another word for man. Ma anesh kisis krenu, or whatever. And in the plural of ish is anashim, which is also related to the word enosh. So isha is spelled with a dot in the shin because it's related to the word anash. So then how do you read the if that's the etymological evolution of the word isha, so then how could you say ki mi ish lukach hazayis? It doesn't read. Ish and isha have nothing to do with each other. Isha was related to the word enish, not related to the word ish. That's the question that I asked in the book. The answer basically was the Echanami. It's not an etymology. Other mission is not saying that the etymology of the word isha is coming from the word ish. Just that the word isha sounds like the word ish. They're phonetically similar, not that they're etymologically related. Okay, I don't know. That was a sidetrack. As long as he was alone, so man was called Adam. Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha, Omer, Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha says, who's Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha? Who's Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha's father? Anyone know? Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was bald, so he was called the Korcha, the bald ones. Rabbi Yishuv was Rabbi Kiva's son. Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha is the son of Rabbi Kiva. That's a tale in Baba Basra, says such a pshat. Why was Adam called Adam? Because of Basar Vidam, flesh and blood. That's why he's called Adam. What does that mean? Well, there's a Gemara in Masechta Sota and Daf Heim and Aleph that says that Adam is Reshitavis Efer Dam Mora. Adam is Resha Tevis for Afer, which is dust, or ash actually, right? Ash, blood, and bile. And a man is made up of these three components. That's what the Gemara says. Here we're saying, no, the Adam is called Adam because of Basar Vedam. So Dam we can understand, because the word Adam has the word Dam in it, so Dam, Adam. What's with the Basar? So the Radal says that maybe the Pshat is like this. Basar, flesh, is red. Right? So Adam could be related also to the word Adoim, which means red. That's why it has the extra Aleph. If it just had to do with Dam, so call him Dam. Why are you calling him Adam? The extra Aleph is to make this word more related to the word Adoim, which means red. Could be. It's an interesting shot. So that was before, as long as man was alone, so he was called Adam. When his helper, the woman, was created, then his name became Ish, and her name became Isha. What did Hashem do? Yud and Hey. What did Hashem do? Hashem put his name, the name of Hashem, between man and woman. Between the man and woman together, you have the Yud and the Hey. In man, you have the Ish, you have the Yud, and by woman, you have a Hey. Isha, you have a Hey. And we find that the Yud and Hey have different significances. Like, for example, in Pashut, the way a man and a woman are, in let's say how they contribute to making a children. So the man gives a little drop, a little yud, and then a hay. So that's why the word ish has a yud, and then a hay is like a hay looks like some sort of like machine or like some sort of processing center. The hay is like it's like a whole thing. It's like a whole house, right? And then it has like an entrance over here and an exit over here. So like the hay, the yud comes into the hay, and then it gets stuck in, processed, whatever, for 9 months, whatever, and then it comes out. That's what the hay does. The hay, and that's the role of ish and isha. The ish supplies the raw material, and the isha's job is to process the raw material and make something good come out of it. The chaymer and the tzura, whatever. It's Kabbalah philosophy, whatever you want to call it. It's really, it's all saying, it's all these things are saying the same thing, they're just using different terminology. If they follow my, so Hashem said, if they follow my path and they keep my mitzvahs, and for some reason the Bais HaGadol says that keeping my mitzvahs specifically means that they won't commit adultery, that he won't commit adultery and she won't commit adultery, but I don't know why he does. Talking about adultery, Islam in general, if a man and a woman they keep their mitzvahs, Harei Shemi Nasan Beinehem, my name is given in between them. The man has a yod and the woman has a hair, Umatzel Eisun, we call Tzara, and that's going to save them from all distress. Vimlav, but if they don't keep the mitzvahs and they don't follow the correct path, Harei Neitel Shemi Beinehem, I'm going to take away my name from between them. Vehein Nasan Eish Veish. Right? Ish without a yod and isha without a hay, they're both ish, fire and fire. It's going to be left with fire and fire. V'ha'esh ha'chelas esh, and fire will eat fire, fire will consume fire. Shenemar says in the pasuk, ki esh hi al avodah in teichel, because it is a fire and it'll consume until complete and utter destruction. So that's why Hashem made it sort of a t'nai with people that if you do the right path, then the Shekhinah is with you. If you don't do the right path, then the Shekhinah leaves, and then they'll just be fighting and make fire and fire, and then everything will be destroyed. Okay, this is the last topic over here. This is a shtickle, interesting thing. I don't know exactly how to understand it, but these are the words. Hashem made for Adam Rishon in Gan Eden 10 chuppas. And all these 10 chuppas were made out of precious stones and pearls and gold. Now the Medrash asks Akasha. Every chassan who gets married, you only make one chuppa for him. And for a king, you make 3 chuppas. I don't know what that means. Was it a king, you make 3 chuppas? Where's that coming from? So the Radal says, in the name of his brother, he says that, because it says in the Pasuk, in Shir Shirim, it says, Aper Yoin Osolei Melech Shalmei Me'atzei Levonayin Amudov Osachesef Refidosei Zahav Merkavai Argamon. So there's three components. I always understood the Pesukim as referring to one. A period is a canopy, a chuppah, the same thing. So it's saying, Amudav asa chesef, Rufidah say zahav, Merkavai agaman. These three things. Amudav asa chesef, Rufidah say zahav, Merkavai agaman. I always understood it was talking about three components of the same chuppah, but he wants to say that maybe it's talking about three different chuppahs that a king has. It's talking about Shlomo Melech. Apirin asa lai, Melech Shlomo. So a king has three chuppahs. Then he brings, I'm not sure exactly where it's coming from, he brings also the Menorah Samo'or, says that it doesn't mean Stam a Melech, it means Melech HaMashiach is going to have three chuppahs. I don't know what that means either. But Al Kaponim, the Medrash is asking Kasha. It says in the Medrash, we just said that Kodesh Baruch Hu created 10 chuppahs for Adam Rishon when he was in Gan Eden. I, a regular chos, only gets one chuppah. And a king or Melech HaMashiach is going to have three chuppahs. So why did Hashem make 10 chuppahs for Adam Rishon? Medrash answers, in order to give special kavod to Adam Rishon, Kodesh Baruch Hu created made from 10 chuppahs in Gan Eden. Shemar, it says in the Pasuk. Now this is an interesting Pasuk. The Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Chav Ches, is talking about Yechezkel was giving Moser to Hiram Melech Tzur. Hiram, the king of Tyre, Hiram, the king of Tyre, thought that he was exposed to the most beautiful creations in the world, and that he has all the different types of chokhmah and architecture, whatever. So Hashem told Yechezkel, go tell this to the king of Tzur. Be'eden gan aleikim hayisa, were you in Eden, the garden of Hashem? Call Evan Yekara Mesukasecha, and all precious stones were covering you. Rashi says Sukasecha, Mesukasecha, Chupasecha, were like a canopy over you. And then it lists off the precious stones, and you might be familiar with some of these from the Choshen. Oidem Pitada V'Yahaloyim Tarshi Shoyhem V'Yoshfei Saper Neifech Uvorkas V'Zohav. These different types of stones, 10 types of stones. Melachas Tupecho Nekovebach, the work of your Tupecha, of your symbols, like the musical instrument. Unkavecha bach, the Mufreshim over here saying Nekavecha means some sort of wind instrument that has holes in it. Nekavecha means like holes. B'yayim hi baracha kainin, all these things that Hashem created for Adam Rishon on the day that he was created, were you in Gan Eden that you were able to see all these things? No, you weren't. So what makes you, Hiram Melech Tzur, think that you've been exposed to the most beautiful and complicated edifices in creation? You were never in Gan Eden. That's what the Navi Yechezkel told Hiram Melech Tzur. So Chazar are darshaning that there were 10 types of stones that were Mesukasecha, that were of the chuppah, that were created for Adam Rishon. So from that, Chazal are telling us that Kodesh Baruch Hu created for Adam Rishon 10 chuppahs on the day that he was created. Harei elu eser chuppahs. These are the 10 chuppahs. V'hayu ha-malachim. It darshins another thing in that pasuk. It says, Tupech meleches tupecha unukavecha bach. The work of the symbols, the musical instruments, and these hallowed instruments, musical instruments, were there, right? So it says, "V'hayu hamalachim misaypipim b'tupim." The angels in Gan Eden were playing the tupim, playing the symbols, umuraktim knekevis, and they were dancing like female dancers. Shinema, like it says this pasuk, Melechas Tupecha Nukovecha Bach. Melechas Tupecha. So Melechas is dashing like Lashon and Melachim. Tupecha are these symbols. When Nukovecha, it's dashing, we said it means a musical instrument that has holes, and Chazal here are dashing in Nukovecha like Nekeva, like Lashon Nekeva, like women. What does it mean that the Melachim were dancing like female dancers? I don't know what that means. But Rav Chaim Falachi has a different girsa. It says, not meraktim kinekevas, dancing like females, but umeraktim binekevas, dancing with females. In the Rav Chaim Falachi in Parachad, it says that it doesn't say with a kaf adimin, it says with a beis. They were dancing with females. That he says there's two types of malachim. There's male malachim and a female malachim. And the male malachim were dancing with the female malachim in front of Adam Rishon. That was like, I guess, his entertainment in Gan Eden. But our Gersa says that they were dancing like Nekevas, not they were dancing with Nekevas. Another Nekuda is Stam, that there's a Gemara Bava Basra, a similar idea, that the Gemara Basra Daf Ayin Hey, over there, the same Daf that we spoke about, the Levyasan and these things about in the future. So then, on that same page, the Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make for every tzaddik 7 chuppahs, and the chuppah of this tzaddik is not going to touch the chuppah of this tzaddik. It has a similar theme over there in that Gemara that's similar to our Medrash over here about the 10 chuppahs and 3 chuppahs. I don't understand exactly what's going on over here, but that's what it is. 10 chuppahs, 7 chuppahs, 3 chuppahs. What is it? Were the chuppahs like inside each other? Like, it was like a chuppah, and then like on top of that another chuppah, like more in sukkah talks, like a sukkah tachas sukkah, or they were like side by side, or like you walked through. I don't know. But b'yom shenivra Adam Rishon, on the day that Adam Rishon was created, shenemar b'yom hibarach ha'koinanu. Fine, that's how I read when I read the pasuk, because you would have thought that it's going on the day that Chiram was created. So the man is telling you it's talking about the day that Adam Rishon was created. I read the pasuk like that, anyways. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the ministering angels, "Bayu v'nigmal chesed la'Adam Rishon la'Ezra. Let's go and do chesed to Adam Rishon and to his helper, to his wife. Sha'amidas gemilos chesedim ha'ilam aymed. Because on the midah of gemilos chesedim, the world stands on gemilos chesedim. And the Medrash over here is not exactly going to say what they did, but we're going to get to Meretz Hashem in Perek Tazayin, which is going to speak about the kilu, the chasana of Adam and Chava. By the way, we were talking before about that, you know, a melech only has 3 chuppahs, why did Adam Rishon, and a chasan gets 1 chuppah, why does Adam Rishon get 10? You see that there's some sort of connection between a melech and a chasan. Maybe the chasan demel a melech, right? Where does that come from, the chasan demel a melech? It's coming from Pirkei Derabbi-Elazar, Perek Tazayin, which we're going to get to Meretz Hashem one day. Over there, Perek Tazayin talks about the chasana of Adam Rishon and Chava, and the chesed that the malachim did for Adam Rishon, and speaks about all different types of examples of chesed when it comes to chasanas. That's what's going to be in Perek Tazayin. But it's sort of foreshadowing it over here, but it's going to speak about it over there. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chaviva Gimilus Lasodim Mizvachim Ma'ilish Yisrael Asidim Lehakriv Lefanai Al Gabi Mizbeach. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that Gimilus Lasodim, performing kindness, is more dear to me than all the Korbanos, the Zvachim Ma'ilis that Kal Yisrael are going to bring in the future on the Mizbeach. Shinema, it's a pasuk in Hesheya, it says, Ki Chesed Chofasti Veloy Zavach. Hashem says, I desired Chesed and not Korbanos. Hashem wants chesed, people to do chesed more than he wants people in kavanas. V'ha'yu malachi yasharis k'may shushbinim hameshamim mitzachupois. And the ministering angels were like groom's fellows that were guarding the chuppas. What's the word in English? Groom's fellow. I think I made that up. Groomsmen? Groomsmen that were guarding the chuppah. They were like, you know, his assistants, his helpers, whatever. Shema, it says in the pasuk, Ki malacha v'yitzavilach. He commanded to his angels, he commanded to you, Lishmacha b'chol derechacha, to guard you in all of his drachim, in all his paths. What does it mean, in all his paths? V'ein derechacha ala derech chasana. The lashon of derech, to guard you b'chol derechacha, in all your paths, the lashon derech refers to the derech of chasana, the derech of a chasana. What does it mean? So the Radal and the Marzu point to different psukim. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that speaks about a man and a woman. It says, the Lashon is Derech Gever Ba'alma, the way of a man with a girl. Alma means a girl. Some people think that Alma means a virgin, and then they want to prove that there's a virgin birth, because there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says that that an Alma is going to give birth, but Alma doesn't mean virgin. Besula means virgin. Alma means a lady, even. So the Derech Gever Ba'alma, it's a question of Derech. And also the pasuk says, it's talking about the sun, when the sun comes up in the morning, in Tehillim Yotes, it says, the sun is like a chasan coming out of his chuppah, to run the path. See that the path has to do with getting married and the relationship between a chassan and a kala. Also, as Rabbi Epstein mentioned earlier, the Marzup brings us down the Gemara, the beginning of Masechet Kedushin, says the Mishnah says Isha niknas b'shloisha drachim, right? So a woman is niknas in three drachim. So why does he use the word drachim? Because bia is called a derech, that's called a path. So it means lishmocha b'chol derechecha, to watch you in the path. The malachim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh malachim, angels, to watch over the path, meaning to watch over the chuppah of Adam and Chava. The Radal adds another word right over here. V'hakadosh Baruch Hu kachazan. It just says kachazan by you. The Radal adds the word v'hakadosh Baruch Hu kachazan. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was like a chazan. What does that mean? Ma dakar shel chazan oimed mevarech lekala b'seichu poso. Just like a chazan stands up and gives brachas to the chasan kala while they're in the chuppah, the chazan, you know, uses his nice voice or whatever, and makes Shema brachas. Kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu omad uvarech laAdam ulaEzra. So too Kadosh Baruch Hu got up and gave brachas to Adam and to his helper to Chava under their chuppah. Shneimar says in the pasuk, Vayivarech Eisam Elikim, Hashem blessed them. Vayayim Elam, and He said to them, let's count. Pru urvu umilu es haaretz v'chivshua. Urdu bidgas hayom uv oif hashemayim ul chol chayu haremeses ala oretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave seven blessings to Adam and Chava. Says pru revu milu es haaretz kivshua urdu bidgas hayom uv oif hashemayim uv chol chayu haremeses ala oretz. Seven brachas connected to the seven brachas that we have by regular chassan and kala. Thank you very much for coming.